This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Hey, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we got a lot to get to. I don't even know where to start. First, okay, this headline has, I think, gotten a lot of people's panties all up in a bunch. It's an article saying that female surgeons may be better than male surgeons. And whenever I see something like that, I'm like, no, don't start that. The last thing we women need is a study trying to make it look like we are better than anybody else. No, I don't want to look better than anyone else. I don't. I want to look like that, you know, I hold my weight. And you know me, I got a lot of weight. I got a lot of junk in the trunk. Let's just say that. All right, but I don't need any help, you know, when it comes to, all right, well, you know, trying to make it look like, you know, women are as good, if not better. But this is an interesting study, I should say. So hold on. Now, of course, my computer is acting up. So basically what they looked is the outcomes, all right? And they found that female patients, or our patients of female surgeons, seem to have a 12% better survival rate. Now, in terms of, you know, being less likely to die within a month. So when you look at these statistics, and when you look at the sample size, it looks like, oh, wow, well, these patients did better if it's a female. And I would just be saying, you know, I would say, look, hold on a second here. So basically what ended up happening is Canadian researchers wanted to know why patients who were operated on by women were less likely to die in the month following surgery. They wanted to know if there was a difference, you know, what could be going on. And they think it's because we may be better at communicating or more willing to follow guidelines. Now, this is so stereotypical. This is so, okay, well, a woman will follow the rules. A woman will follow a map. But the guy won't. A guy won't do that. I don't know. I've seen male surgeons go by the book. Okay, I don't know if you know, we want to chalk this up to, well, you know, a guy's going to go rogue and he's going to go all John Wayne on the patient and, you know, let the chips land where they fall. No, that's not how it works. So anyway, they said to find out there was a difference in death rates for male and female surgeons, the team from University of Toronto looked back over 104,600 patients who were treated by 3,300 patients. They looked at, you know what, I think they have a typo here. I think they meant 3,300 surgeons between 2007 and 2015. There was a typo. Patients were matched for age, sex, presence of other conditions, income. Surgeons were matched for age, experience, volumes of operations in hospital. And the risk of dying within 30 days following an operation was 12% less if a woman operated. No significant difference in readmissions to hospital or complications. Dr. Raj Sakhnava Sivam said women and men practice medicine differently, although little research exists on the differences in learning styles, acquisition of skills, or outcomes for females or male surgeons. They say we don't know the mechanism that underlies better outcomes, right? But it could be because we may follow the rules or we may have superior communication. They say 58% of medical students are now women, but surgeons don't really attract a lot of females. Now, I told you guys about my medical school experiences many times. Okay, I didn't go too much into the surgery experience because I don't remember much of it, because when you do back-to-back 36-hour shifts, you know, you really don't put a lot to memory because you're not sleeping. But I remember loving it, and I remember being pretty good with my hands. I remember wanting to be a surgeon. I didn't go into surgery because the residency was at least 5 years, and husband and I wanted to make babies. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, I can make babies later once I become a surgeon, but I didn't think I could ever find anybody who would want to marry me. And Corey was just really odd in that he actually wanted to marry and sleep with me. I mean, that's a twofer. So I'm like, look, I got to make sure I keep him. And so I decided to go for family medicine. So I got to be honest. I'm not going to lie. So I went for family medicine because I heard still family medicine doctors could still do a lot of office procedures. They could also scrub in whenever the surgeon wants them to come in with them. And, so I could still get, my surgical, appetite, satiated. But I didn't go for surgery because, again, it had to do with the family issue. And I knew that if I had babies, I was going to want to be around them. I was going to want to breastfeed them. It's really hard to breastfeed a baby while you're in an OR. It's really hard. But I got to tell you, man, I had the gumption and I had the cojones for surgery. And so a woman going through that, I wouldn't be shocked that she would be, obviously as good as a man would. In terms of better outcomes. Now, this is a small study. This was, we're looking at 104,000 patients. Okay. When you kind of look back and you do an analysis of, how people did and go, oh, look, these people didn't, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Let's look at the types of surgeries. Let's look at the, were these cardiothoracic surgeries? Were they vascular? Were they, there's a lot of questions in this, and I know a lot of people are not particularly fond of this particular study, but I gotta admit, women and men may practice differently. We may have a different approach. For me, I really have a lot of that maternal mommy instinct. One of my listeners has a question on dating, and I'm going to be bringing that up, where I kind of mommied them a little bit, and I wonder if when we do that, it could allow an advantage. The disadvantage is you may connect more. Now, I don't want to stereotype men and women. Male doctors connect with their, patients, and some females may not connect. So I don't want to stereotype. But if anybody said, men and women practice the exact same, I don't want to say that either. Are we more meticulous? Are we more worried? Are we trying to prove something? I never felt like I had to prove anything. I know that women were competing with men or whatever, but I wasn't competing with, males. I was competing with females also. So it's not that I was trying to prove something to the man. I was trying to prove something to myself. We'll talk more about this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.dr.joelwallach.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
All right, guys, we're bad to the bone. We have a number line today because the other number line isn't working. 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we've got a lot to get to. But really quickly here, I cannot stress enough how much I want you guys to be proactive with your health. All right? You know, we got open enrollment coming up with, you know, the exchanges that still exist and whatever insurance companies are still out there. And obviously, deductibles and are still high, premiums are high, and many of you are holding off going to the doctor and getting screened. And I'm a huge fan of Lifeline screening. I had them do my screening for atrial fibrillation, for peripheral vascular disease, aortic aneurysm, osteoporosis, and of course, stroke. And Lifeline screening offers quick, easy, painless screenings that use ultrasound technology that evaluates your risk for stroke, heart disease, and it's ultrasound, so no radiation and no pain. Then you get these results. They're personalized. You can take them to your medical provider, shows your risk factors, gives you, suggestions for improvement. And it's easy and inexpensive. Packages start at about $149, save you over 50%, much more affordable than if you have a carotid artery screening, an aortic aneurysm screening, separately, individually, when you go through insurance. Not that, if you could use your insurance, great, but you may notice that if packages start at $149, Lifeline screening may be a lot cheaper. So please call Lifeline screening today. Check it out at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-LIFE. I'm a huge fan of this because it's something you could do yourself. It's not that expensive, and there's no risk. So please, please, please check that out. 888-815-LIFE. Okay. So you can contact me whenever you have questions at drdahlia.com or on Facebook, etc. And, of course, our call-in number today is 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. And Rick wants to know, okay, this is kind of interesting. Okay, Rick wants to know, what is the I'm your daddy deal when it comes with women and men? Apparently, who's your daddy? Remember that song? Who was that? Toby Keith? Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? I don't know the song, but this whole thing of, all right, well, girls like a father figure. Girls are looking for a father figure. What is that about? And, he was talking about his dating, shall we say, successes and his dating failures. And I thought this would be I'm not going to go through his email so much, but I do like the topic. I love talking about dating. I think it's great, especially since I've been married for a while. And so, I get to hear everybody, what's going on with everybody else. And it's, I don't miss it by any means. I don't miss being out there. But there's an art to dating and successfully getting somebody you want. And, I hate to admit it, but you guys have seen this. You'll see somebody who is not a real looker. They're by no means a 10. They may be a 3-4, but they're with a 9-10. And you're like, how the heck did that happen? It's not money. It's not, and you're like, okay, well, maybe they're good in bed. Maybe they're, what is it? And, a lot of you will underestimate your skills and your grading when it comes to dating because you think it's all about looks, etc. And there's a lot more that comes into play when it comes with relationship issues. We've talked a lot about women's sex drive dropping after they get a certain age. And now there's a study coming out that they think it has to do with women's bladder issues and maybe hormones. I mean, I really think it's a Darwinian thing. The older we get, we're not supposed to get pregnant. So our body's like, why do you need to have sex? Sex is for procreation. It's not supposed to be for fun. So that's why our drive goes down. Sorry if it's not too biological, but that's why I think. However, when you try to entice somebody for sex, okay? Being good looking does help. But when a woman, okay, can I just speak for women here? Okay, I can't speak for all women here, okay? Let's look at Michael Fassbender. Let's just look at him. All right, Michael Fassbender, he played Magneto in X-Men. He's going to be in this new thriller, Snowman. I hate thrillers, but I love Michael Fassbender. He was in Inglourious Basterds. He was in Assassin's Creed. Michael Fassbender, very, very hot, okay? And if you look at him, yeah, he's good looking, but that's not why women want to sleep with Michael Fassbender. Okay? It's the attitude that he may have. All right? So when you fantasize about being with Michael Fassbender, and I'm not trying to get too personal here, in my fantasies, okay, he's not just sitting there on the couch farting, right? Playing a video game at his computer. That doesn't make him sexy. What makes him sexy is saying, will you be my mystique? And I'm like, oh, yes, I'd love to be your mystique. Absolutely. So I have to run around naked and be blue? Yep, that's what I want. Oh, that's what you get, Michael Fassbender? You see, so there's a role. Again, that's just hypothetical, okay? All right? A hypothetical fantasy. But there's a a picture, a fantasy, an action that is going on in your head, making that person look sexy and attractive. So there's a lot of mind stuff going on. So what's going on with this, you know, who's your daddy type of thing, or, you know, well, a very successful technique in dating, not successful for everybody, in a heterosexual dating culture. Okay, if we're just looking at heterosexuals, I'm not very good at figuring out homosexual dating. All I know is every guy I dated, you know, in the past turned gay, which is okay. But so I know how to turn somebody gay. I just don't know how to, I don't know how, you know, you can seduce one, all right? So I have to learn. But in the heterosexual realm, if a guy starts to kind of take on a more daddy role, now, I'm not saying domineering, I'm not saying abusive, I'm not saying, you know, and hopefully it's the type of daddy that she would have wanted. And then he doesn't have to be a daddy per se. This is all subconscious. This isn't conscious. Okay? You don't want to sit there and go, all right, you're grounded. It's not that. But if you, as a man, look like that sort of a figure that reminds her of, you know, somebody of authority, somebody of strength, somebody that will always be there for you, you're in. Then, I mean, not literally, figuratively, then once she trusts you with that, you know, from that daddy perspective, it's very easy to then transition to be more intimate. And now, I do not want anybody to purposely, you know, try to, you know, fake somebody out or, you know, take advantage. But subconsciously, many people do that. Corey's a master at that. Look, I got it. I'll fix this. I'll take care of it. I got this, all right? I will take care of it. I will take care of it. The whole time. And if I try to go, look, I know how to change my old tires. I know how to. Doesn't work. Let him be the daddy. Let him come in, handle the family, let him do the whatever, let him do it. Now, will the same work for a female pursuing a male? Absolutely. Right? We women don't think about doing this, but we subconsciously will do it. We'll start to mommy the boy, the male, shall we say. And we'll be like, you know, oh, are you feeling okay? Let me take care of you. You're sick? Oh, let me bring you some soup. Are you warm? Let me get you a blankie. You look like you need a hug. But we women do it. We are masters at this. Masters. Again, it's not consciously done. It's subconsciously done. But we start to mommy. We start to take care. We start to cuddle. We start to, and then we go in for the kill. Okay. All right. Now, that's not an Oedipus complex thing, okay? It's not that guys are attracted to their mom or girls are attracted to their dad. No. But they like being babied sometimes, okay? And so the idea of, you know, and I've had issues with this. Again, I'm not supposed to get too personal. I mean, you know, I know my radio bosses are like, are you serious? Can you please not tell us every time you have to get a bikini wax? All right, so I'm not talking about bikini waxes. But what I am talking about is, you know, I always forget with my husband that I need to kind of let him be the role that he wants to be. And, you know, me with my personality, I'm like, oh, I got this. I don't need anybody. I can. And no. Sometimes I need to scale it back. And sometimes I forget to mommy him a little bit. You know, I'm like, you're sick. Why did you get sick? You don't eat enough vegetables. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't get me sick. Okay, that's not the way to handle it with your guy. The way to handle it is like, oh, you're sick, baby? Well, what do you need from me? I'll get you some soup. You know what? Let me take care of you. Just go and cuddle up. You know, you need something cuddly. I'm going to make you a bath. Okay? They love that stuff. They love it. Because maybe they really, you know, miss that part. Maybe there's something in their psyche where they really miss that part of the relationship they had with mom. It's not that they're attracted to their mother. Just like girls are not attracted to their dad. All right? So does that kind of make sense? It's a psyche issue. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Fully. cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. If that number doesn't work, we also have a 1-800-259-5791 or 1-800-259-5791. I don't know if this is anything you guys really want to hear, but I guess we have a breakdown of the most sexually diseased states in the United States. Alright, so for those of you who are out there, on the roam, meeting people and tindering and doing what you gotta do, there's some states that have some real alarming highs. Tinder, Grindr, Facebook, Snapchat, you can now hook up with just about anybody anytime. They really make it easy. It used to be so hard to try to find a date, and you know, now it's just at your fingertips, literally. And they say the CDC report found that STD rates rose again in 2016, reaching an all-time high by topping the 2015 figures, which previously stood as the worst year for STDs. And we talked about that. Some states much harder hit than others. So let's take a look. The highest, most number one ranking state for STDs is, drumroll please, Alaska. Alaska. Chlamydia rate per 100,000 is 771.6. Gonorrhea rate a little bit less, 196.9. But according to their weighted score, they are at number one. I think they're at number one 2 years in a row. Alaska. Now, I get it, okay? If the days are short and it's nighttime, you're going to cuddle more. You can't really do much or go out during the day, you know. And if it's cold, you're going to want to, you know, cuddle up and get all warm. So I get that with Alaska. But then look at who comes in number two. Number two is Mississippi. Mississippi has about 672 cases per 100,000 people with chlamydia, 239 cases per 100,000 with gonorrhea. They last year were number four. Now they went up to number two. Louisiana. 679 cases per 100,000, ranking number three now. They did drop one, okay? They were at the number two spot last year. Georgia comes in. So we got the South. All right, we got the Sun Belt down there. We got the South being represented pretty good here with the STDs. Not sure what's going on there. Then came New Mexico at number five. Then North Carolina and South Carolina. That's interesting. North Carolina and South Carolina, they usually on these things come out, you know, differently in different states, and they're very independent and do their own thing. But boy, are they neck and neck when it comes to chlamydia and gonorrhea. Then came Arkansas at number 8, Delaware at number 9, Oklahoma at number 10. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, what about Las Vegas and Nevada? Why isn't Nevada in the top 10? 8. We're really good in Nevada. We are really, really good. Everybody thinks in Nevada we're, you know, not really, keeping things in control. But we do. Now, remember, New Orleans is in Louisiana. So maybe that Bourbon Street kind of pushed Louisiana up there for a little bit. Okay, so who's number 11? Alabama. Number 12 is Illinois. Number 13 is New York. Now, this is fascinating to me because New York is the most populous, but it came in 13. Still tied as of last year. Ohio, Missouri, Texas, California, number 17, Maryland, Arizona, and Nevada comes in number 20. Nevada. All right, so not too bad. South Dakota, Tennessee, Indiana, Florida, Virginia, North Dakota, Michigan, Hawaii. Hawaii came in 28. Now, Hawaii is great for getting in the mood. If you ever have hyposexual dysfunction disorder where you really don't feel like having sex, take a trip to Hawaii. I mean, you are as good as gold. Oh, and take a cruise. Taking a cruise always gets you in the mood. Then came Wisconsin, Colorado, rounded up number 30. 31 was Pennsylvania, then Washington, Nebraska, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Kansas, Montana, Minnesota, rounding it up. Iowa. So now you guys are like, well, who are the bottom 10? New Jersey, all right, yeah, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah came at 46, but Utah is not the cleanest in terms of STDs. Maine beat Utah, West Virginia beat them, New Hampshire, and the least amount of STDs in terms of gonorrhea and chlamydia goes to Vermont. Congratulations. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second. We're talking about some populist issues. You could be, but when they look at per 100,000 people, how many people have something, you don't have to necessarily take population into effect or into account. So, fascinating. All right. Now, these are high numbers. Some of you are like, well, what does that mean? What does 771 cases per 100,000 people? Well, if you have 1 million people, let's say, that means 1,400 people are going to have chlamydia. That 1,400 people can spread that to another 1,400, and then to 2,800 to whatever. So, you know, when you start out higher, it's very easy for you to, you know, when they say like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, you know, once you have a lot of cases of chlamydia, you can very easily spread it. Now, does Alaska have a different health care system? Does Alaska has a high alcohol rate, drinking rate? You know, could this be related to promiscuity? But then what about Mississippi? In Mississippi, different weather patterns, you know, could it be a healthcare access issue? You know, what could be going on with Mississippi and Louisiana that's not going on in Alaska? I don't know. Or what's going on in Mississippi and Louisiana that mirrors Alaska. But, you know, people like to date. People do not like to use condoms. You know, I'm not a guy. And you know, I know as a lady, it's very easy for me to say, all right, use a condom, everybody use a condom. You know, but, you know, from what I understand, what men are telling me, is it's not the same. And if you're going to go through all the trouble, if you're going to buy her dinner, right, if you're going to meet her mother, if you're going to go through all that trouble, you want to enjoy the sexual experience to the degree that you can. And so a lot of people don't want to wear condoms. You would think vasectomies would be on the rise, and they say that there's some stalling now of vasectomies because people don't know if they're going to be with their partner long enough, and their new partner may want babies. So we're starting to see vasectomy stall, or if not, decline. But even if you have a vasectomy, you still have to protect yourself from STDs. Now, another reason for this is people aren't scared of getting an STD anymore. It's so easy to treat. It's not. As a medical professional, I'm telling you, where you're getting drug-resistant bugs out there, it is not easy. I would tell you to really, you know, watch it. Be careful. But a lot of people think, all right, well, if I have a little burning, I could go and get something. The other thing, too, also, is the stigma attached. We're really decreasing the stigma attached to having an STD. Now that more people have sex, more people are out there, et cetera, it's easy for people to, it's actually not even mentioned, if at all. Right? It doesn't seem like people really care. You know, I mean, when I was younger and I was getting married, you had to go, and I think you still have to do this. You know, we had to get a syphilis test, we had to get an HIV test, you know, because I didn't want people spreading, you know, the disease. You know, now I don't think people ask, you know, each other, all right, can I see your STD panel? Oh, I made my husband do more than just syphilis and HIV. I was like, I want to see your full STD panel. You need to show it to me. He's like, well, I just want to go to the movies. No. Before we even go to the movies. No. I need to see this. People don't do that anymore. They don't. And, you know, you got to protect yourself. Can gonorrhea or chlamydia do anything long-term to you? Absolutely. It could cause scarring. In females, it could cause pelvic inflammatory disease. In men, it could cause scarring within the urethra. It could cause infertility for both. We don't mess around with that sort of thing. But I get it. You know, people are out there. They want to have sex. They want to have fun. They want spontaneity. Condoms are getting expensive. You lose some of the spontaneity. People are concerned that their erection won't last long enough until they finally get the condom on. I get it. But honestly, the more you put yourself at risk, then you put the rest of us at risk. And I'm really worried because I got two boys that are teenagers, and I am expecting within the next few years them to kind of be out there in the dating pool. And I don't want my boys getting anything. I'm their mama. Last thing I want is them getting anything. So, guys, come on, please. Girls, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-TOC-DALI, or 1-800-259-5791. Don't go away.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or for having phone issues, call in at 1-800-259-5791. The death toll is up to 17 people from these deadly Northern California California fires. They did regain momentum today. Winds whipped back up, pushing blades through the parched hills and vineyards, according to the Washington Post. And this has prompted more evacuations. This arc of flames has already killed 17 people, destroyed more than 2,000 buildings, and is now battering the region's renowned wine-growing industry. They say officials had to order a fresh round of mandatory evacuations in the flame-battered Sonoma County. One of the blazes is known as the Tubbs Fire. It killed 11 people. This massive fire is one of several that have been ravaging the region. It has advanced overnight towards populated areas. And, of course, the winds that had died down the other day seem to be back up. And the higher the wind, then the more the fire spreads. And this Tubbs is being clocked as one of California's deadliest wildfires since 2003. In 2003, 15 people were killed in the Cedar Fire in San Diego County. More than 180 people are still reported missing as of today. Authorities expect the death toll to rise. According to Daniel Berlant, Assistant Deputy Director for Cal Fire, this has been one of the deadliest weeks for fires that we've experienced in recent time, he said, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that the fires ignited overnight. It was so fast. People were asleep when the fire started. So trying to get them evacuated with their computers down or their phones off or the TVs off was a big challenge. They say the two biggest wine country fires, Tubbs and one known as Atlas, began in Napa County. It grew overnight as conditions worsened. It torched about 54,000 acres as of this morning. And so, you know, people had to, they said one couple had to actually jump into their pool. I mean, that is how fast this is going. You know, smoke filled the rooms. This is crazy. This is crazy. Of course, if you want to help, please donate to the Red Cross. If you could donate blood, absolutely, we're going to need it. Any sort of blood that you could donate or, you know, offer to host a blood drive could help. We just dealt with Harvey and then Irma and then Maria and now and then the Las Vegas shooting, and this is frightening. They say 25,000 people have fled homes from seven counties north of San Francisco. We already have shelters, about a dozen, being filled up. And it's just devastating. So our hearts and prayers are with them during this time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is interesting. Trump may be going after networks' licenses for fake news. Now, I guess first on his list is NBC. Now, remember, NBC is who made him a star on The Apprentice. And I guess Donald Trump does not like how NBC is reporting the news. In a tweet today, he says, "Fake NBC News made up a story that I wanted a, quote, tenfold increase in our U.S. nuclear arsenal. Pure fiction made up to demean NBC equals CNN. Then in a follow-up tweet, according to BBC, he said, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. Now, according to NBC News, President Trump told a top-level meeting at the Pentagon in July that he wanted to dramatically increase the American stockpile of atomic missiles. He reportedly made the request after seeing a downward sloping curve on a briefing slide charting the steady reduction of U.S. nuclear weapons since the 60s. And so, attributing its report to three officials in the room, NBC said Mr. Trump's request surprised those present, including the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Rex Tillerson. The network also reported that Mr. Trump had called for additional U.S. troops and military equipment. So, Donald Trump is definitely one of the more interesting presidents and unique in terms of having cojones and calling things like it is. Now, I don't know what's fake news or not because I can't verify. I wasn't in the room, you know. But the proof has to be upon the broadcaster. So if I, let's say, tell you, all right, oh, well, this medicine for your cholesterol is the best, I better have done my research. The responsibility is on me. Now, what media does, which has been happening for years,
is they'll get a report, and even before it's substantiated, they'll say, it's been reported blank, 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 blank. Well, if they say it's been reported, and that, you know, rumor has it or whatever, they can do that. It's not the most ideal type of news. In the olden days, you wouldn't want that. You're like, I want to know the definite, you know? Yeah, what's FDR doing with the New Deal? I mean, you know, tell us exactly what's going on. But nowadays, okay, well, you know, so-and-so reports this, or there's been reports of this, or okay, all right, so that's what they do. But what's really tricky are the headlines. And the media now, in order to attract you, like an advertiser, to that ad, to that website, to that Google link, or link on Google, they have to have a headline that catches. And so I see this all the time in the media. Donald Trump says this. And you're like, he did? Where did he say it? And then reports are saying that Donald Trump believes blah, 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 blah. And they catch you with the headline. And they don't think you're going to go back and be upset about the headline. Like, for example, I think there was a recent article that I told you guys about with the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors of liver disease. So some of the articles said proton pump inhibitors will now hurt your liver. So you're like, oh my gosh, they're hurting the liver. It's fact. No, 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 no. There was a study finding that it may increase the risk of liver disease. It's not definite. It's not cause and effect. But you don't get that until you read the article. So do broadcasters or do networks have a duty to not mislead, to not tempt, to not grab your attention twisting the truth? I say yes. Now, you can attract readers a variety of ways. All right? You could have reports say, and then you could have an all caps something. You could do that. But, Donald Trump doesn't want this. I think there has to be some responsibility. Now, again, NBC may say, no, this is what we have. This is what the officials have. This isn't fake news. This is what we have. You know, all right. Well, then it should be very easy to prove, and then case closed. But I do think we have a problem with fake news. You know, it's at the point now where every time my kids or my husband read an article and they say, oh, wow, look at this. I go, wait, who wrote it? Who's the source? And I ask the source. Now, I have trusted NBC News. I've trusted ABC. If it's ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, BCC, BBC, I'm sorry, Fox News. If it's of a network, then I will trust those because I believe that they've done their fact checking. But if we're coming to find out that things are being spewed out there, whether it's from CNN or NBC or Fox or whatever, that is a twisting of the truth, but being told to make, you know, being purported as fact, that's a huge problem. We don't want opinion. And I've said this about the news all the time. You know, look, I'm a big fan of Sean Hannity. I'm a big fan of many of the people out there. I could very easily listen to Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper, I think, is a great broadcaster. He's very easy to listen to. Frederica Williams. There's a lot of excellent broadcasters out there. But I don't think I want opinion. Just give me what the news is. Just tell me what's happening. Don't slant it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps
that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.